Let's go right down to him. Isaiah Dasher.
How you doing?
Congratulations. Thank what a you. Big win for you guys here so early in the season.
Appreciate it.
Tough first half for you personally, but for the team, you guys, once you got kind of your sea legs underneath you, you were in for a dogfight back and forth. You built a lead there, as many as seven right at the break. What was the key to establishing your game early on?
For me, it's just I get to the rim. I like to attack. I like to facilitate and get my teammates involved in the game. So overall, we just want to build a culture, basically, and just lock in with each other.
Well, that culture building, how important was the Portland State game and the finish that you had to giving yourselves confidence coming into a Pac-12 building tonight?
I mean, we always feel like we're the underdogs in every game we go into. So we always play like we got nothing to lose every game. That's how it should be. We know due to the past couple of years, the situations some of the teams was in, but we don't believe in that. We have a different mindset, and we feel like we could change the culture around and flip things, and we are a good team, and we have all the pieces that could be a good team.
Well, you have the lead there at the first half, but then Oregon State, you knew they were going to come with it. They get real physical with you to start the second half, get inside the paint at the offensive end. They're up 8 with 6 minutes to go. What clicked for you guys down the stretch to get to overtime and get the win?
We know basketball is a game of runs. So every team gets their run. It was just about how we finish as a team. You know, if we would have gave up when they went up 8, we probably would have lost. You know what I mean? So we just wanted to bear down with each other. And we know teams go up. So it's a game of runs, like I said, man. We just teamed up today, man. Just pulled this one out. It was a great win for us.
Well, the fight, there were a couple times there where it looked like Oregon State was ready to deliver the knockout blow, and you guys stood. You kept taking you took it on the chin and found a way to keep your legs underneath you. Our first chance to get to know you a little bit, coming from Jersey City and through community college in Florida. What was it about the Pilots? I got to think you're probably not very familiar with the University of Portland out there growing up on the East Coast. What sold you to come to the Bluff?
It really was the coaching staff, man. They spent a lot of time talking to me and my family. And like I said, I just wanted to be a part of something great. And I knew we could be something great here at the University of Portland. All we needed was just a couple of keys, and now we just need to build off these type of wins and these type of games.
You can't have a much better day. You finish up finals today. You come in here, steal a win in overtime from Oregon State. Now, I know they're working on trying to find you guys a game next week, but if they don't, it's going to be, you know, 10 days before your next game. What do you need to do in the interim to stay sharp?
For us, it's just, you know, we got to rest our bodies up, take care of ourselves, and we're just going to get back to practice, probably practice Saturday morning or something like that. So we just taking it day by day right now due to the situations and all the COVID and stuff like that.
Well, it was an outstanding effort tonight. Exciting, dramatic finish. Congratulations, Isaiah Dasher. Huge night. Enjoy the bus ride back to Portland.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
All right, you too. There you go, Isaiah Dasher.